Yeah, you're really cool. You can be anything you wanna be. Time to fly, I'm talking to you. No hablo español, así. Move forward, stand your ground. Hang in there while you're doing it. And sail away into the sunset, baby. Dream your dreams.
Hello, everybody in podcast land. It is Sean Stewart here. And we're back with Little Shows That Couldn't. With me, as always, is co-host Steve Carton.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Steve. How long can we keep these voices going?
I don't know.
Let's see how long. Let's find out.
All right. Challenge accepted.
Let's do it.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's been a while since we did some podcasting. We had some minor setbacks. I went and got married.
Yeah.
And you were in the midst of moving.
Yeah, places. I was moving everything I owned into a smaller place, all by myself.
Yeah, that's quite a feat. So yeah. We're back, we're in action, we're mostly in black.
Yep.
As you heard from the song at the beginning of this episode, we are looking at Garfunkel and Oates, a nice little eight episode series that started on IFC. Let's talk a little bit about Garfunkel and Oates.
It's pretty cute. Right out of the gate.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, they kind of catch you in the beginning with like, hey, look at these two cute, fun girls singing about rainbows and such. But then in their songs, like in their jokes, it gets pretty serious pretty quick.
It can be. It can, yeah, for sure. But I was thinking more, let's talk about before the TV show. Let's talk about Garfunkel and Oates as a group.
Like, that's, okay.
The group is made up of Ricky Lindholm and Kate Micucci. And they're, how would you describe them? A comedy folk duo? That's fair to say,
they've,
right?
They've got to be. Like, I feel like, you know, if Flight of the Conchords was a comedy folk duo, like these girls are kind of following in their footsteps a little bit.
A little bit.
I don't know too much about them from before the show, but
from before the show, they had, Ricky Lindholm had her own little YouTube channel, and her and Kate would make their own music videos. The ones that come to mind are Present Face, mm-hmm. which is the face you make when you get a present you're not entirely fond of, and a bunch of other ones. They were actually fairly successful at stuff. Like, they released an album in 2009 and have released about three since then. They were on Jay Leno doing a couple of performances there. His various shows, The Tonight Show and whatever other shows he took over from Conan and whatnot.
Right.
And they've been around.
Okay.
They've been around the block, you know.
I kind of wish I hadn't missed them. It seems like I like the show. I imagine any of their other stuff I'd be pretty interested in, so maybe I'll have to look it up.
For sure. I mean, I also read that they had a pilot for HBO of all things in 2011, but at the last minute or sometime before they could get it to air, HBO pulled out. But they still had a bunch of like mini webisodes that they put on their website, which I couldn't find. I was trying to look for it earlier this week, but all I found are promos for it.
Okay.
And it looked like it had kind of the same vibe as this show did,
right?
But I'll never know.
Right.
And you probably won't either if you're listening to this. Unless you find them. If you find them, please let me know because I'd love to check them out.
Yeah. Like, comment, and subscribe.
And yeah, like, comment, subscribe. Not so much like. We don't care about likes. Retweet us if you can.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, and that's what I meant.
Yeah.
I'm still living in the pre-tweet.
Yeah, you don't even have Twitter yet.
Yeah, I know.
You gotta get on there.
I'm getting on it. It's a complicated process to sign up for Twitter.
It's so true. You gotta like put in a username and like a password.
Yeah, and coming up with a username, I think, is probably one of the most difficult things facing people today. So
I mean, because I'm still used to like my 13-year-old Sean self, where I'm like, gun blaster or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah,
I can't think of something I want to be as an adult. Like, the best I have is Stewman Magoo.
Right, and I'm still using
Well, at least yours sounds okay. Like
my
your
email address?
Well, I mean, like your gamer tag.
Oh, yeah.
My your email address is embarrassing.
But I was going to say
my email address is super embarrassing.
Yeah, my email address is from high school, which is something you shouldn't be saying about anything when
it's
you're
true.
Finding yourself
yeah.
in your late 20s.
Very true. But what can you do?
Well,
we're here now.
Exactly.
But, yeah, so Garfunkel and Oates continued doing their thing, doing shows and stuff. And then they went to IFC to do a season, which is the show we're watching now, Garfunkel and Oates. And they gave them 8 episodes. They premiered in August 2014, and they were canceled March 2015. So they didn't have a lot of... Much of a chance, really, yeah. And it's weird because IFC is home to a lot of, like, really out there comedy shows like Portlandia and like Marin, Whitest Kids You Know, stuff like that.
Just
a lot of obscure, like very niche comedies. And it's really weird that they didn't give this another shot, especially since those shows are still going on.
Right. And it's not like, maybe not like, I don't know what depends on for star power. You know what I mean? Like they're not super well known. You see them in shows as cameos and, one-off characters kind of thing. But, like, I find myself being like, oh, yeah, that girl from that show. And, like, I still struggle with, like, Kate's last name to remember.
Micucci.
Yeah,
just
Micucci.
Just think the cooch.
Yeah, the cooch, I guess. You got to get used to it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Because, I mean, you look at Portlandia. Had some bigger names in there and even
Fred
bigger
Armisen,
cameos.
SNL alumni.
Yeah.
Okay, all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Aaron McGeehee from Jackass is on there.
And
Danger Aaron.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's unfortunate. But fortunately, it only lasted one season. So
comes
we're
right
cover
into
it.
Our wheelhouse.
Right in that house.
We opened the door. Come on in.
We wheeled it open. Yep. We sealed it shut.
Exactly.
There's no escape from this point. You just got to keep coming. You just got to keep going with us.
It's, I don't want to say trapped, but...
I don't have a better word for it.
No, I just try not to say
it. You're trapped, is basically, yeah. So, that's our little intro episode, getting you warmed up for some Garfunkel and Oates. Check out their YouTube stuff. It's pretty funny. Check out their TV show. If you have American Netflix, it's on there. I don't think it's on Canadian Netflix.
I haven't seen it.
Haven't seen it?
And I spend a lot of time on my Netflix, so.
Yeah.
My Canadian Netflix.
I have Canadian Netflix now, too. But if you are lucky enough to have American Netflix, check it out. And we'll see you next week.
Right on.
Woo.